And now to Iraq, where thousands of people have rallied against poor public services and unemployment. Some 2,000 protesters gathered outside the headquarters of the Basra Provincial Government. They chanted anti-government slogans and called on authorities to respond to the people's demands. Similar rallies were also held in the cities of Amara, Nasiriyah, and the capital, Baghdad. Demonstrators pledged to continue their rallies and take even more actions.
If the procrastination in meeting demands continues, protests will continue and further escalate, and they may turn into sit-ins, revolution, and it may cause the downfall of the government. We don't want the country to go to the unknown. If they, the politicians, had a sense of responsibility, they would have resigned.
Tensions over basic services come at a time when Iraqi political blocs are attempting to form a coalition government after May 12th. Parliamentary election tainted by fraud allegations. Iraq's top Shia cleric, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani, has called for an early government formation in order to tackle poor services in the country. Crossing over to Baghdad, joined by Press TV's Altaf Ahmad. Altaf, good to see you. Well, fill us in on the situation, and we seem to be hearing about protests every day. Well, fill us in on what's going on your side of things.
Well, right now, as we speak, Marzia, protests are taking place in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, namely in the heart of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad's Tahrir Square. Also, at the same time, protests are also taking place in the city of Qadhimiyya, on the outskirts of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. This is also happening at a time when protests are also being witnessed and recorded in at least five different southern provinces, including the provinces of Najaf, Basra, Misan, Dhiqar, and others. These protests have been going on for at least 3 weeks now. People have been demonstrating, demanding better public services, better water, power, health, education services. They are also calling on the Iraqi government to provide more jobs, as unemployment is really reaching record levels. So these protests come, as he said, they're only a day after Sayyid Ali al-Sistani, who is considered in Iraq to be the highest religious authority, had echoed via his representative Friday sermon. He had urged the Iraqi government to be more responsive to demonstrators' demands. He also demanded that the acceleration of forming a new government in Iraq and choosing a new premier. He has also asked that the new ministers who are granted ministerial portfolios be chosen based on qualifications rather than the power sharing system and the basically cutting the pie into pieces that we see usually happen between different Iraqi political blocs. And Sayyid Sistani's words here are very important, especially because Sayyid Sistani has, in the past 4 or 5 years since the rise of Daesh in Iraq, he has made three major statements, the first of which was when one-third of the country fell under the control of Daesh. He called on the Iraqis to rise to defend their country. Thus, we saw the establishment of the popular mobilization units. Then, following the defeat of Daesh, he stood in front of an international campaign led by the U.S. and its allies to dissolute the popular mobilization units. He said that their sacrifice must not go in vain. And right now, we see Sayyid Sistani supporting the demonstrators. This, as he said there as well, comes at a time when Iraq is still in limbo. We do not have a parliament. The legislature had expired on June 30th. Mm-hmm. There should have been another parliament basically going into or taking up its duties before the expiration of the former parliament. However, as he said there, the fraud accusations and the fraud which was looming over the May 12 elections have caused a delay in parliament taking up its duties and accordingly in choosing a new government and a new premier in Iraq.
Thanks so much for that update. Of course, we're keeping a close eye on the situation in Iraq. That's Press TV's Altaf Ahmed out of Baghdad.